Text numéro 66. Hydrogen may be a climate solution. There's debate over how clean it will truly be. At an industrial site on the banks of the Ohio River, a building with pipes coming in and out of it could be part of the country's transition to cleaner energy. Inside is a gas-fired power plant that could generate enough electricity for almost 400,000 homes. What the market wants is energy that doesn't create carbon pollution. Holy thinks hydrogen, the most common element in the universe, could be the answer. When it's used to fuel a car or power plant, hydrogen's chief byproduct is water. But finding a clean and cheap source for making hydrogen has eluded scientists and policymakers for decades. Someday, Holy hopes the plant will run completely on hydrogen. That goal may be more attainable after Congress passed and President Biden signed a major infrastructure law last year. It includes $8 billion for at least 4 hydrogen hubs to produce, store, and use this combustible gas. Yet some remember the 1937 Hindenburg disaster, where a hydrogen-filled airship exploded. But today, climate scientists see hydrogen as a potentially clean replacement for fossil fuels in heavy industry. The big problem is getting hydrogen. It can be made in a number of ways. There's grey hydrogen, which is how most hydrogen is made today, through heating natural gas. This creates lots of carbon dioxide, the driving force in climate change, which the United Nations has called a threat to human well-being and the health of the planet. Blue hydrogen, where that CO2 is captured and stored underground, is being pushed by big oil and gas companies as a lower carbon energy source. The infrastructure bill mandates 4 hubs for clean hydrogen, including at least 1 for blue hydrogen and another for green hydrogen. Jaramillo says green hydrogen is the ideal, but blue hydrogen could still help the world meet its climate goals, provided it uses carbon capture and sequestration. Blue hydrogen captures up to 90% of its CO2 and relies on the natural gas system, but it leaks methane, a highly potent greenhouse gas. This has some scientists questioning how beneficial it will be to the climate. Even with questions about blue hydrogen, some scientists think it's still worth pursuing. Goetz Weser, a professor of chemical engineering at the University of Pittsburgh, says one advantage of blue hydrogen is that it relies on technology that is many decades old. Another advantage, says Bridget van Dorsten, an analyst with the Wood Mackenzie Energy Research Consultancy, is the fossil fuel industry's political power in the United States. She says that makes blue hydrogen more likely than a full push for green hydrogen. Adapted from NPR, May 2022.